Okay, well, this morning we're going to start in 2 Timothy, where we've started for the past few weeks. And we were looking at the instruction in righteousness, doctrine, reproof, and correction. And we saw that the doctrine means teaching. And the reproof is pointing out where someone's not doing something right or thinking or believing in the right way. Shines the light on it with evidence. And correction is getting back to the right way. And because it's instruction in righteousness, righteousness has to do with believing. So the doctrine that it's talking about is how to believe in the right way. The reproof is when you're not believing in the right way, and the correction gets you back to the right way of believing. And last week we looked at the response to doctrine, reproof, and correction, because doctrine is teaching. The response to teaching is to learn. The response to reproof is to turn, like it says in Proverbs, turn you at my reproof. And the response to correction is to return to the right way of believing. Doctrine, learn. Reproof, turn. Correction, return. And this morning, I want to dig in a little deeper on the learning part. We teach our children to obey, and they have to learn to obey, right? And when it comes to instruction in righteousness and believing, it is a matter of obedience. In Romans chapter 1, when the Apostle Paul declares the gospel, what the gospel is, that God's Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, was made of the seed of David according to the flesh in verse 3, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. In verse 4, verse 5 says, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith. In the Greek, it's obedience of faith among all nations for his name. So when it comes to God and his word, because it's the truth and because it's from God, to believe it is to obey it. Okay? It's not just to have it in your head as, you know, information so that you can carry on a clever discussion with somebody. I mean, people learn things for different reasons. They might learn a trade so that they can, you know, make money off of that trade. They might want to learn science so that they can, you know, get a job as a scientist, or they might just learn literature so that they can speak intelligently or communicate in a good way. So people might learn things so that they can take advantage of the information that they're learning, or that maybe just learn how to avoid disasters or avoid embarrassment or whatever it might be. But when it comes to the Word of God, the aim is to believe and to obey God, because it's God who created everything. And when He gives information or instructions, it's to be taken to heart. It's not just to be studied for an academic purpose or for any other reason. It's to for the end of obedience. And we taught our children, when it comes to obedience, to listen, remember, and do what you're told, right? It's a threefold thing. Listen, remember, and do. For kids to obey, they have to listen first to what they're told. Otherwise, they don't have a chance of obeying it, unless they do something by accident that happens to agree with something that the parents want. But the parents are telling the kids what to do, what not to do, and they need to listen. And sometimes need to get their attention to get them to listen, because they're all over the place. They're exploring the world and discovering things, and have stuff going on in their head that you have no idea. So I have to grab their attention and get them to listen, and then to remember what it is that you said. Sometimes they can't remember it for a minute because their minds work so fast. A minute's a long time ago. So again, to remember by, you know, repeating it or helping them to remember, and then take action on it, to do what you say, because that's, it's not obedience unless you've done it, right? And unless you do it. Well, the Word of God tells all of us in response to teaching to listen to the teaching, to remember it, and to do it. And I want to show you some examples of this, first in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. So again, Deuteronomy is Moses' last address to the people of Israel before he died at 120 years old. And he spent the first three chapters reviewing the history of what went on, because the original group of people that left Egypt, everyone that was 40 years old and upward had died by this point, except for Moses and Joshua and Caleb, right? Everyone else, they're the ones that were, that was 20 years old and upward. Yeah, they were 20 years old. Everyone 20 years old and upward died in the wilderness, except for Moses and Joshua and Caleb. So everyone else, they were under 20 in the beginning. So now the oldest of them is 60, except for Caleb and Joshua, who are like 80 something. And Moses, who was 120. Aaron is already dead at this point. But he spent the first three chapters reviewing what happened up to that point. And then in chapter 4, he says, "Now therefore, hearken, O Israel." Hearken is to listen. It's to listen with an effort, with intensity. "Hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you." So they would need to listen and remember what he said, so they're not adding anything to it and they're not missing anything. So there's an energy involved in listening to catch every word and not to embellish it and not to forget any of it. So there's the memory has got to be accurate according to what was taught, and then to carry it out as the instructions had been given. Look at chapter 5 in verse 1 again. "And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep them and do them." You see that the listening, the remembering, and the doing is vital to this. "Hear, O Israel, the words that I speak in your ears this day." Keep your ears open. Don't be thinking about other things. Don't be thinking about what I'm going to do when the meeting's over, what kind of snacks we're going to have, maybe, on my shopping list and all that stuff. "So hear the statutes and the judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them." So there's a listening, remembering, and a doing. Let's look at chapter 6. It gives more details about these things. Verse 1, "Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it." And that going into the land would be a little while. It would be after Moses would die, and there would be a little time passed, and they're going to be in that land for a long time. That's why they would need to remember everything and continue to carry it out. Verse 2, "That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son," your grandchildren, "all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged." There's things commanded and there's commandments. A command is something to do, right? But a commandment is something to do all the time. A command could be a one-time thing, I'm telling you. But a commandment is something always, always be doing this. Or if the command is not to do something, it's never do those things that are commanded not to do. Verse 3, hear therefore, O Israel. How many times does it tell them to do that? And observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. So you have the hearing, you have the remembering. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. That's pretty much all the time. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. That's part of the remembering part of it. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. That's why you ought to have scriptures up on the walls. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou what? Forget. You know, you remember, you're not going to forget. Beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shalt swear by his name when you want him not to go after other gods. So you see that listening, remembering, and doing is repeated over and over. Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs is a wonderful book of the Bible regarding just learning, how to learn. It teaches you how to learn. In Proverbs 1 and verse 5, it says a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. So that's one who is already wise. One who has already learned will continue to learn. That's why it's good for a person who knows the word of God not to think that he knows it all and say, okay, I don't have to learn anymore. No, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. You know, I've been at this for over 40 years, and I'm still learning more things all the time. But a wise man will hear and increase learning. Look at chapter 2, verse 1. It says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words. How do you do that? By listening. We'd also include reading. If someone's written, something is written to you, then read it, right? And when you read it, it's like listening to it in your mind. If thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, that's the remembering part of it, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, this is a very active listening. This isn't just a passive, have the CD playing while I'm multitasking and doing other things. This is very active, really applying your heart to get it and asking questions. If thou criest after knowledge, it's like Matthew Milnemo always has questions after a teaching. I think that's great. Crying after knowledge, liftest up thy voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver, imagine that. Like here you are at the parking meter and you don't have a quarter, but you know there's got to be one down there. Happened the other day. I needed a quarter and I know that one somewhere. I look down under this. There's one, you know, seeking for it is silver. and searches for her as for hid treasures, like you're panning for gold or sifting dirt for the ruby mine. like I told everybody about that once. My parents used to take me to the, well, at least once, we went on a trip to North Carolina, and they have ruby mines down there. And for like $5 back then, you could buy a bucket of dirt that very likely had some rubies in it. And they'd have this big water flume, and you get this square piece of wood with the screen on the bottom of it, and you'd pour the bucket of dirt, the screen, and you'd sift through, and you look for a tiny little bit of red. Your ruby might only be a tiny little thing. Of course, they have a gift shop there, and they have like the biggest one ever found that was like, you know, that. It was worth a lot of money to give you that incentive to buy maybe one more bucket of dirt. But if you look in the Word of God, think there is riches to be found there. There's treasure in there. And it's worth the time, and it's worth the effort. It's worth reading one more page, one more chapter.
I forget the story.
We did find rubies. Yeah, they were tiny little ones, but we found some rubies. And that was
exciting.
Yeah, I forget how old I was, maybe 12 or so. That was a big deal to me. I loved it. So if thou seekest her, that's the words, the wisdom and the understanding. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. If you seek, you will find. As long as there is something to be found, right? And when it comes to God, there's always something to be found. It's never an empty hole. Look at chapter 3, verse 1 says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So in chapter 2, it was all about the getting of it, the listening. Now, chapter 3 is about the remembering it and the doing of it. Chapter 4 also, verse 1 says, hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine, good teaching. Forsake ye not my law, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, and forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. This is, and it goes on and on. It's just wonderful. But there's that constant listening, constant remembering, and a constant doing of what you were taught. And I'd like to go to one place in the New Testament also, in the book of James, where it talks about this. James chapter 1. I was also thinking about how Jesus Christ would teach, how he would. You know, he must have had a big booming voice because he taught thousands of people at a time. So he gave something, he got people's attention. He got them to listen. And they would see the miracles that he did. So I want to hear what this guy has to say. And he said that he taught him with authority, not like the scribes, but with real authority. This is the truth. Listen to this. And he would tell them stories that would really help them remember it. Because to remember something, you have to, it's got to make a big impression on you, or you have to be able to associate with something that's easy to remember, or a lot of repetition. Those are the keys to memory. Repetition, association, and also a deep impression. And Jesus Christ, he did those things when he taught people, so the people that heard him could remember what he said. They'd remember the stories. And in remembering the stories, you remember what the story was about. And then there's things that were repeated. There's things that you can tell he taught the same thing in different situations, because you can see that almost the same words used, but the context is a little different. So, you know, he repeated it to them. And he did it in a way that it would make that deep impression. How many times did he tell them about, or the leader would be the servant of all? And he would illustrate that by bringing a child to them. You have to receive it like a child. You know, he'd illustrate these things and just so people would get it. And then tell them that you have to do it. He told the story about the wise man and the foolish man, and the wise man built his house on the rock. And then the foolish man built his house on the sand, and the floods came, and the foolish man's house was destroyed. But he said, the wise one is the one who hears my sayings and does them. The foolish one is the one who hears the sayings but doesn't do them. And he made that point to them very clearly. Now in James chapter 1, in verse 21, it says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. Get rid of the junk in your life, the stuff that's not contributing anything good. Like God said in Manifestations, your own way might seem right to you, but if it's filthy and naughty, it really isn't. Just get rid of it. Dump it on the side of the road or put it in the dumpster or something, where it belongs. And then receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. To receive it, how do you receive words? By listening or reading. And then verse 22 says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If you were to hear them and not do them, it wouldn't be completing the task. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So it's like you look in the mirror and say, oh, my hair's a mess. But then you don't do anything to fix it. Just keep going your way and forget. And, you know, he beholdeth himself, goeth his way, straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So here you have the hearing, the remembering, because it's not a forgetful hearer, and a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed, in his doing. So again, the scripture, it's the scripture, the God-breathed word that gives us that instruction in righteousness with doctrine, teaching, with reproof, and correction. So when the teaching is given, you learn by listening, remembering, and doing. And then if you're reproved, you turn at the reproof. You say, okay, maybe I didn't hear it right. Maybe I didn't remember it right. Or maybe I'm just not doing what I was taught. So you turn, and then you return to the right way of believing when you get corrected. Okay. So, dear God, we thank you for how simple your word is, how simple it is to learn from you, knowing that what we're learning is the truth, and how valuable it is, what a treasure it is to have your word, and how worthwhile it is for us to spend the time to study it and to learn it and to practice it and to live it and then to share it with others day after day. We thank you in the wonderful name of our Lord, the great teacher of all, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.